So what's your initial reaction when you found out?
Yeah, obviously, like, disappointment, you know, surprised with the news. I basically got a call from somebody associated with Tatis, you know, about 4 o'clock today, 3:45 today, and checked in with the commissioner's office, and then, you know, just really start getting more of the details in the last couple hours.
He missed this season largely due to something that he did in the offseason. Now he's going to miss this. Like, what is the level of the organization's disappointment with Fernando at this point in his off-field decisions?
Yeah, no, it's you know, obviously everybody says it's very disappointing. You know, he's you know, somebody that from the organization standpoint we've invested time and money into, and you know, when he's on the field, you know, it's me. You know, this, again, I think a situation where, you know, continues, you have to learn from the situations. And I think we're hoping that, you know, from the off season to now, that there'd be some maturity. And, you know, obviously with the news today, it's, you know, it's more of a pattern and something we've got to dig a little bit more into. And, you know, I'm sure he's very disappointed, but at the end of the day, it's one thing to say it. You got to start showing with your actions.
Have you talked to Fernando?
I have not spoken to him yet.
Have you seen his statement that he released through the MLB?
Yeah, I saw that.
What do you make of his explanation there that this was inadvertent?
Yeah, I mean, again, that's, you know, that's his story, and I haven't had a chance to talk to him about it yet. But ultimately, that's his explanation. I think the biggest thing, just from our standpoint, you know, just from baseball standpoint, there's a drug policy in place. You know, he failed the drug screen, and, you know, for whatever reason, ultimately, you know, he's suspended. He can't play, and that's the biggest thing, and it's the player's responsibility. And, you know, to make sure that he's within compliance of that. He wasn't, and you know, ultimately supportive of that. Just wanna you know, wanna make sure he understands that.
Just to be clear, it was 3:45 local Eastern time that you got that call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Had you heard anything about him being at San Diego Airport flying commercial?
No. Today? I think it started like in a couple hours after that. So that's when we started seeing some of the things either from Twitter, and then obviously he was going to in Frisco. And, you know, yesterday he was on the field getting his work in. Yesterday was a planned off day. And, you know, got a call from the Frisco group that, you know, he wasn't there. And I think he had responded that he was going to head back to San Diego right after that to one of the coaches when they were checking in on where he was at. And, you know, obviously took it on himself to go back to San Diego, and probably knowing that the news was coming down.
Obviously there's no good time for anything like this, but organizationally, given the what many have called the biggest trade deadline deal in history, kind of going all in organizationally, what about the timing of what he's costing the franchise right now on the timeline, given what you guys have already done?
Yeah, I mean, I think even at the deadline, though, I think that was part of our conversation was, you know, that I think we're, you know, you look at the team potentially with Fernando on it, but I think we also understood he's coming back from a, you know, from a surgery and a, you know, and a, you know, and an injury and a, you know, kind of significant injury. So I think that was part of our conversation at the deadline was, you know, yeah, we'd like to have all these players play together and have a full complement of guys with Tatis in there. But I think, you know, even looking at the deals, part of the, you know, the concept for us was you don't know. And I think not because of this suspension, I think it was more because of the health component with Tatis. So I think that was all things that we took into consideration when we went to make the deals at the deadline. You know, so yeah, if Tatis comes back, maybe this offense, you know, picks up without all those deals. But we weren't counting on that. So I think now looking back on it, it's probably more important, you know, the deals that went down.
Given the size and the length of the contract, it was the shoulder, which he didn't get surgery on, the motorcycle accident, now this. Can you guys depend on him organizationally at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, again, I think we'll start digging into, I think more like the, you know, like the you know, the shoulder and the wrist. We'll look a little bit more into that now, because I think, you know, we'll have some more time to have some conversations there. And yeah, I think what we need to get to is a point in time where we trust. I mean, I think that's, you know, again, I think that's you know, over the course of the last, you know, 6 or 7 months, I think that's been something that we haven't really been able to have there. And I think from our standpoint, you know, you know, obviously he's a great talent. He's a guy that we have a lot of history with and do believe in. But these things only work when there's trust both ways. And I think that's going to be something that we're going to have plenty of conversation and time to talk to Fernando about. And that's something that, you know, clearly if we're going to have a partnership and a real relationship, we've got to make sure that that's strong.
To be clear, no inkling of this before 3:45 by you?
Yeah, that was We've heard about it there this afternoon, the last couple hours. It's just been making sure that we get all the details and that this is this is the process from baseball and understand that. Just resulting in the announcement, about an hour ago.
How does this change your expectations for the rest of this season, if at all?
It doesn't really change anything. I think that was the, just in the 15 minutes before the game, we had a chance to address the team and talk to the players and just explain, hey, this is probably going to be out there here tonight. Again, I think the message from really everybody, we have a good team, we have a good group, and, the goal is to win a World Series. We haven't had Toddy for this season, so, it's not like we've had him in the lineup and now we won't. I think to a man, I think all the guys in that clubhouse, they believe we can win. They know we can win. It's never been about one player. And I think the sentiment coming from Bob and coming from all the players was, this really doesn't change what we're looking to accomplish. Let's go out and keep playing good baseball.
Was that you who told them to the agent?
Yeah, I had a chance to talk in front of everybody, and then and then Bob jumped in after that.
Given Dennis's question about the airport and everything, do you know where he's headed now? Do you have an expectation of when you guys might talk?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk here soon. I talked to his representatives and everything like that, so it sounds like he's back in San Diego. And, I'm sure we'll get on the horn here tonight or tomorrow.
He apparently violated a pretty standard clause in any contract with the motorcycle, wrist stuff in the offseason. Why at the time did you guys decide not to pursue any legal action there with his contract?
Yeah, particularly at that time, we felt like, with the information that we had, with some of the situation in terms of the lockout and everything like that, we looked at, I think we just talked about in moment in time, was that the right time to pursue it? And ultimately we decided that moment in time, wasn't the exact the moment to go do anything with that. I think we've understood that, made it clear that, hey, this is something that, down the road, maybe something we revisit, but in moment in time wasn't something we wanted to go after.
Is this something you'll revisit now that this has happened?
Yeah, I think all of it's pretty fresh. I think, there's a lot of questions for the next couple of days. I think, our main intention is to get him healthy, get him on the field. Get to a player that we feel like he is in terms of somebody we can trust and can do great things and play, play very impactful baseball for the organization. I think we'll have more conversation, I'm sure, in the next couple of days and weeks, kind of figuring out what next steps are with everything, and that'll be one of them.
So as of this moment, you expect to pay him out the rest of the contract, hope he comes back?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think all these things, every situation's a little bit different, new information comes in. It's we've never looked at it and locked ourselves in any one position. We didn't do that in spring training. We're not doing that now. I think, our biggest thing right now is, let's get all the information. I think we've gotten that in the last couple of hours. We've gotten more details. Now I think, looking forward is, hey, how does Toddy learn from this? How do we truly go forward and get him back on the field and doing things that excite the crowd and get the fans interested in coming to the ballpark?
Do you think his age and potential immaturity at that age has played a role in any of this, whether it's the motorcycle accident or any other decision-making things that you're aware of?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's different. I mean, some people can be, 18 years old and very mature. Toddy's handled a lot so far here, and he's handled a lot of things positively. And obviously, these last couple of things, these last few months, he hasn't quite lived up to the standard that he set for himself over the first few years in the organization. So, these would be things that we talk to him about a lot. I think the biggest thing from his standpoint, at 23 years old, is go out and learn from it. And he's been put on his plate at a young age. He's handled a lot of it. These last couple situations, he's got to learn from.